Welcome to the SFDC Consultant Podcast, the podcast where we have open discussions with Salesforce consultants, administrators, and architects. My name is Emmerich, and in this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Megan Peterson. Megan is the Director of Trailhead Evangelism at Salesforce. I was as excited as you are to find out what that actually means, and also what her day-to-day looks like. We spoke about the importance of Trailhead and the value to the community. Additionally, if you find this episode interesting, I would really appreciate if you could share this episode with your peers, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a review.
Hi, my name is Megan Peterson. I'm a Director of Trailhead Evangelism here at Salesforce on Team Trailhead. I have actually been with Salesforce for 13 years. It's my 13th, lucky 13th year here at the company. When I first started out, I was in our customer success organization in CSG, and I was a customer success manager helping our customers be successful with Salesforce. So all those best practice tips and release advice and all that good stuff. And then as my career progressed, I started having the same conversations over and over again with customers. I distinctly remember when Chatter came out that I was going to one company and doing a presentation and then going to the next customer and doing the same presentation. And I thought there's got to be a better way to do this. So I proposed an idea of doing this scaled learning across the region. So I'm based in Sydney, Australia. So we have a bit of flexibility and innovation that we can do out here in Australia. And the leadership was all for it. So we started up this series of webinars and events to scale messages out to our customers. And that grew. And then I came to this opportunity to do my first public speaking big keynote type thing. And it was the admin keynote. And Gillian Bruce, who was Gillian Medill back then, came out to Australia to help me with it. And that's where I first actually learned about Trailhead. I hadn't actually heard about it. It was only in its first year at Salesforce, hadn't made its way to Australia yet. And I just fell in love with Trailhead straight away. It made me laugh. The content was brilliant. And the more that I engaged with it, I was like, this is a team that I need to be a part of. So I made it my mission to join Team Trailhead. It took me probably about 18 months to convince the powers that be to make that happen. Again, being in Sydney, Australia, an added level of difficulty added there, but I eventually did join Team Trailhead about 4 years ago, and it's literally the best job of all time. I was super passionate about wanting to tell everyone about Trailhead, and that's ultimately what my job is today. I'm a Director of Trailhead Evangelism. So anyone that wants to sit and listen to me talk about Trailhead can do so. I have no problem filling air for any amount of time about Trailhead, that's for sure. And I just love my job. I get to engage with our community all around the world, especially right now. We're not going many places, so I'm able to join groups literally anywhere and everywhere, not just in Sydney. So very passionate about my community. I also do a lot of third-party speaking engagements around Trailhead. I have just started my Trailhead news program on Trailhead Live, which is a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun putting that together and doing interviews and segments with everyone there. But again, if you want to hear about Trailhead, I'm happy to have a chat.
You've mentioned working in the customer success, and I've had an encounter at one point with someone. Well, I guess if you're in the Salesforce world and you deal with Salesforce directly, you will at one point in time have an encounter with someone from the customer success team anyway.
100%. Yeah.
And I think based on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the way you made that transition from there, but technically the idea of a customer success to make sure that your customers basically get quote unquote an ROI on their investment in terms of Salesforce as a platform, and they use it properly. And in case they need any support, basically you offer that support. And now if you're switching over to Trailhead, technically in a way it's the same thing, let's just say, but now you're just talking to everybody. And now you're talking, if you use any type of engagement with the platform, it's the Trailhead is basically your success type of guide. Now, what I wanted to really follow up on is in terms of Trailhead, if we take that as a quote-unquote non-converted
trailhead user, let's just say, because there are some passionate people out there in terms of getting points, in terms of getting badges. And I haven't actually found any Salesforce professional that does not love Salesforce Trailhead. So I think from that point of view, in terms of the product and all of that, that's like a home run, basically, because the community is so engaged on that. But what I was going to ask is, what are your top tips, basically, for someone looking at Trailhead and wanting to get on that and wanting to basically, quote, be successful? Because the idea is, with something big, there's also the challenge of, like, where do I start? How do I maneuver myself through the content and all of that? So what would be your recommended approach in terms of, as a new beginner, or Salesforce has been implemented at a particular company, and the admins or the consultants are trying to get a grip of the content, what would be your recommendation approach?
So what's really interesting about that is, I think because Trailhead is so simple, that sometimes people oversimplify introducing it to people. So you'll see someone will send a link to a module or a trail or to a trail mix and assume that the person they're sending that to, A, understands what Trailhead is, has logged in before, knows why they're being sent this content, why is it of value to them. So I love when I first meet anybody talking through, A, what Trailhead is. So it's this way to learn, earn and connect and skill up for the future in this self-paced way. There's over 800 badges on Trailhead today, which is just phenomenal from where it began, and 49 credentials now, I think it is today. We just released another one last week. And so it just continues to grow and grow. And I think that's testament to the type of learning that it is, because it is so different to any learning experience I've encountered before. It's this fun colloquial tone that it's written in. It's this interactive content, and the ability to get hands-on with Salesforce is just brilliant. That's like the secret sauce of Trailhead right there. You get that free Trailhead playground, jump in, get hands-on, learn by doing, click check challenge and confetti rains down the screen. I mean, that's not how I remember my university degree, but I sure do enjoy that learning experience now as part of the Salesforce economy for sure. So I just like people to understand that, what it is, at least first. And then why should they care about learning on Trailhead? So like I said, I've been around 13 years at Salesforce now, and Trailhead's only in its sixth year now. So it's still young, and it wasn't around when I first started. And so it was much harder. You'll hear a lot of our tenured people in the community saying, where was Trailhead 10 years ago when I needed it? It was just difficult. You'd have to go into help and training. You'd find those PDF help documents. You'd have to search a lot harder. And the learning experience was a lot drier if you were reading FAQs and help documents and stuff like that. But what I find most amazing is the career transformations of the individuals learning on Trailhead. It's just such a blessing to be able to meet these individuals and have these conversations with them where they find Trailhead, and then through their passion for learning and their drive for their career, they do amazing things. And I love, love, love sharing the story of Mark Tossell. He's also based in Sydney, Australia. I met Mark about 4 years ago now, and he was a pastor for 20 years. So not exactly what I'd say is a tech career necessarily. I don't think pastor tech, but there could be some tech savvy pastors out there. But he'd also battled quite severe depression for as long as he could remember. Had a very bad bout of that, decided to leave the church, but in true Mark fashion, he wrote this book, pulled through this, wrote a book about it, gave back to others to try and help others in a similar situation, and did this book tour around the US and earned a bit of money. But it dried up really quickly, and he didn't know how he was going to support his wife and his son. And he got a call from someone in his community saying, hey, we're rolling out this CRM, Salesforce, do you want to come help us? He was like, yes, I do. And he hung up the phone and quickly Googled, what is CRM? Had absolutely no clue, didn't know what Salesforce was. He had about 6 weeks before he started that job, and he happened across Trailhead. And so he started skilling up with Trailhead, learning the skills that he needed to be the admin at that company. And by the time he started, he then had a baseline start point to get going. And then every time he was faced with a challenge, he'd just go to Trailhead, learn that skill, and then apply it back to his job. Fast forward 2 years from that point where he has just begun in his journey, he's been so successful as the admin at that company, he started a second company with the CEO of the first company, and he's now the CIO of that company, and that's an official Salesforce partner, and they help our customers implement Einstein Analytics solutions. So, I mean, you hear stories like that about people that are just doing amazing things with their careers through learning on Trailhead, and it's hard not to be impressed by that. So I always love telling a story for those people that are sitting there going, yeah, I don't know if this is really something that I can do. It's too late in my career. I don't know if I've got the passion or the drive, and I don't know if I've got the time. I think telling a great story about someone that's done it against the odds is a great way to motivate people.
I was going to basically mirror that with the fact that this is not a one-time only instance that is happening across the board. Literally, in the last week, I've had a conversation with someone where they wanted a career change late in their 50s, didn't really want to do other things, and wanted to be a developer. Never been a developer, been in marketing all the time, wanted to be a developer, went on Trailhead and spent basically their time learning. And from there, rather than actually being hired as a developer, he slowly via practicing and learning ended up building his own app. Now the app is on the App Exchange.
Oh, wow.
So
great.
Yes. I mean, literally he started with a bit of learning and he ended up owning a business. He's a one man band. The application that he has does things like SMS texts from contacts, from opportunities, and the way the technology is built, he doesn't really need, let's just say, like a team to manage that or all of that. So literally can scale up and down based on the customers. I think he supports mostly like non-for-profits and things like those, so smaller companies. He's not really looking for the quote-unquote big fish in terms of that. But literally, that is one of the most crazy stories that I have heard. And you think about, he literally did that in 18 months. So the 18 months he opened Trailhead, and at the end of the 18 months, he already had the App Exchange on the app on the App Exchange. And I've gone through that process myself. And it's not an easy task in terms of, in case you're not full-time on that, in case you haven't done it before. But he was able to do all of that and also become, and he basically self-built everything. Self-built that. Now, something that I wanted to follow up on, and you've mentioned Trailhead Live. My question to you would be, is in terms of someone starting out, you mentioned, well, it's important for people to understand potentially what Trailhead is. And I have made that mistake. I will say personally, I'll admit, in terms of someone says, oh, how do I start on Salesforce? And I just sent them the link to Trailhead. I was like, well, this is the place to be. And then I received the query or the follow-up like, well, how do I start? Or what is this? What's the best way to use it and all of that? And to be honest, what I did, I just went on Google or like YouTube or something like that and searched. And I think there are a few videos in there that say best way to use Trailhead or start on Trailhead. And I kind of copied that link and then sent that link over. But then now my go-to, depending on who's the end person, my go-to is probably take the trail mix or take the admin beginner trail and pass that. And then basically my answer to that is, when you finish that, let me know and then we can have a conversation and we can probably broaden. I'm not exactly sure if that's the best or worst way of doing it.
Here's what I would say. If I had to direct someone to a single place, you can send them to the trail guides on Trailhead. And that's where you see these six smiling faces looking at you. And it talks about different roles that you may be on Trailhead to become, to get better at, whatever it might be. So like an admin or a developer, a marketer or a salesperson, whatever it might be. It's a really great place to start. What it will do is when you click into a role that you're interested in, say an admin, which is often an entry point for a lot of people into the ecosystem, it'll outline the skills that you need. Some stretch skills that are important as well. A day in the life of what an admin looks like, what roles and tasks you're going to have. expected salary expectations are in there. And then it's also got suggested learning to get you started. So that's a really good place to start. I'll do a shameless plug since you're talking to me as well, that I have developed these three trail mixes called the Road to Ranger trail mixes. So these actually came out of me working with some internal executives that wanted to hit ranger status. And it was before you could make a trail mix. So trail mixes today allow you to put together your playlist of trailhead content that you want to share with anybody. Before those existed, I was sending these like weekly emails to executives at Salesforce, like, hey, you have to do these trails this week and these three modules and you need to get this done and you've got to do this over a 12-week period and da-da-da-da-da. So once trail mixes became a thing, I put all that content into trail mixes and shared it internally at Salesforce. And it's all very beginner entry-level content, talks about who Salesforce is as a company and the values, talks about our products, and then it gives you a lot of the hands-on challenges as well as you're entering into the skills of Salesforce. So it's a great place to start, and it will 100% get you to ranger status by the end of it. So it's a nice little foray there. I know there's a lot of content on Trailhead. So sometimes people just go, I don't have something that I'm coming here to 100% learn today, but I'd love someone to help guide me as I get a feel for this. So they're probably two top tips that I would give for where to get started.
In terms of the trail mixes, I think some are generated by the community. And I think there's one like 30 minutes or less or something like that, where they're basically, I think all the modules in there are the ones which are quite small or something around just reading, not having hands-on tasks or something like that. I think
there's some great, they developed some new content as we released Trailhead Go, which is our mobile iOS application for Trailhead. And if you search for content called Quick Look, you'll find some really quick badges that are much more succinct, mobile consumable type badges is how they're written. So they're a lot shorter and easier if you are commuting or on a train or walking or wherever you might be going these days.
Yeah. The level of increase from the community or engagement from the community has probably gone up at the point that Trailhead Go was launched on the mobile app. So I think that was, I would probably label it as a success. And the first question that came up whenever I share that, is it on Android as well?
So. Where was that? Where was my forward-looking statement slide?
Yeah.
I'll say I would hope to think that it may be coming soon.
That's,
don't worry,
yeah,
we know so, you want it and we know it will be coming shortly.
That's a good wish to have, I guess. That's a good wish to have. So we'll just leave it at that. Now, the other thing I wanted to touch upon is in terms of learning and also in terms of things like consultancies, because the way I think about it, if there's someone that should know about Salesforce and should know about Salesforce in and out, is basically people that implement Salesforce in other organizations. Now, from what I know, Salesforce, they also have a branch of like professional services and all of that. But I do know that from experience that you guys always try to embrace the partners and support the partners. So the partners need to go out. So I think from my point of view, what I was going to ask is, what are your recommendations for a consultancy that basically has 5, 10, 20 staff members in there that are at different levels and different careers? So you'll have your consultants, you'll have your potentially admins, you have your developers. What would be your value statement in a way? How and why would you encourage them to embrace Salesforce basically?
Yeah, I actually had this conversation with someone that's in a consultancy based in New Zealand actually, and they use Trailhead to skill themselves up when they're doing an implementation on something that they haven't had to do before. So really, and I'm probably biased, but there is literally no better way to learn about something than on Trailhead. It has literally been written in the most succinct, fun, engaging, memorable way for someone to learn something. So it's also made to be very bite-sized, so very short. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't have hours on end to spend going and reading textbooks or doing lengthy courses. So something that I can do when I have those micro moments in my day. I love that it's where I'm learning. So it's online, where I'm working, I should say. So I work online, I'm on my computer. If I have a spare half an hour, I can jump onto Trailhead. It's right there. It's always accessible. It's learner-centric. So instead of me being told what I have to learn, I can go there and choose what I want to learn that day. What am I in the mood for? Do I want to learn how to get a good night's sleep today and not do something Salesforce related? Or am I, you know, going to go and try and some basic developer content today? Whatever it might be, I can choose my own adventure. It's that fun gamification. You're rewarded for the learning that you do. You climb the ranks. Scap, when you first log into Trailhead, you get your first badge, you're a hiker, and then you work your way up to ranger. And it's just super fun. But the person I was talking to in New Zealand, they use it to skill up. They skill up their whole teams, put trail mixes together on certain products that they need to be aware of. But then I love the extra mile that this person went to, in that the trail mix they put together to learn, say, something like Einstein. Maybe they hadn't implemented Einstein for a customer before. When they're done, or once they're on site at that customer, they then share the same trail mix with the customer so that they can do the same learning. Because it's just as important for them to be skilled up and knowledgeable of the products that they have in their own instance of Salesforce. So I loved that they used it to learn, but then they took that same learning that they did and shared that with the customer. So I thought that was a really good way. Have I incented you? Are you excited for learning on Trailhead?
I think so. Yeah, I was going to say, in terms of sharing that with the client, I have heard about this practice before, where even during implementations, certain consultancies, because they don't provide some type of managed service or aftercare managed service, their core product is not like that. They basically get the client on a journey throughout the implementation process, and they also support them with training. So at the end of that, the client may need certain level of support for their development if they need to, but actually to pick it up and work with it, they are basically trained. So, and having Trailhead there, it's basically, it means you have your own learning management platform in a way that 100%. The content is tailored for that. Now, the last thing I wanted to on is in terms of your sales journey, and I think this is quite important, because I have asked this question around people that have worked and user situations and so on and so forth, and also for people that have moved around consultancies or ISV partners. So there's one view to look at how the Salesforce ecosystem moved around and how it has grown. I'll probably need to put that same question over to you, because you said you've been with Salesforce for about 13 years. Mm-hmm. Now, just saying Trailhead in the last 6 years, looking at the first version and looking at the version now, it's completely changed. And I remember there were a number of things quite early on that I thought, this might be interesting. I think one of the issues that I had quite early on, I think you were not able to launch the Scratch orgs or the hands-on help without actually going into a challenge. And like, oh, I hope they're going to do, of course, right now you can manage that. And oh my God, I was like, yes. I mean, someone read my mind.
We have an amazing team working on Trailhead. Our engineering team is just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, and the stuff that they're putting out in terms of course, right now with Trailhead Live, I think that's brilliant. And also, the one thing that I was really concerned of whenever that was mentioned, I thought, oh, I hope that they're not doing it like just developer-centric. And the fact that we have things outside of development and everyone can actually enjoy that content, that's brilliant. But what my question was going to be, how has Salesforce in a way changed? Because I wouldn't really want to touch upon things like as a company or as value to that, because in terms of acquisitions and all that, because that as a strategy is always growing and is always continuing. But for you specifically, you've joined Salesforce 13 years ago. You've probably made some type of decision of making a career out of it at a certain point that early on. And it seems that worked out in terms of they've motivated you to put your 100%. And it seems that you've been self-motivating as well to up those ranks. And now, of course, you're saying you're in the best place to be. So how was that experience, and how has that evolved?
Yeah, it's changed significantly. I do remember probably for my first 5 years before I had my first maternity leave about there with Salesforce that it never felt like the same job from year to year. There was just always something new to learn. There was always something new to do. Like that, it just changed. And that really appealed to me that there was just, you were always so busy and there was always so much happening and so much that you could give back to a customer. And so that really appealed to me. The values from day one, our VTO, volunteer time, giving back that 1%, was really important for me from the very beginning, and to most of the employees here at Salesforce. We all love doing our volunteer time. And that was one of the key differentiators as I joined Salesforce 13 years ago. But as much as it changed over the years, I think it's managed to keep some of that great culture and value that has been there from day one. And it's funny that you say that, because I was just having this conversation yesterday about these companies that say these people skill up and join this company and then they go off to another company. And I asked that question back that, well, then maybe that's time for the company to look at their culture, because I love Salesforce. It's a great company. It's seen me through having two children. It's seen me through buying and building a house, and it's supported me through my career journey. And it's been such a wonderful company. The people at Salesforce have been nothing but supportive of my career journey, and being able to come up with my own role. I think I've done it twice now in my career where I've positioned, what if I did this completely new role that doesn't exist and had that support to do that? I mean, that's just exactly what you want, right? So I do a lot of work with companies and trying to bring Trailhead into their business. And I think we introduced Trailhead when it first existed as a way to scale learning across the company. And I really think that helped build that culture as we've continued to grow. We're a huge company around the world. But you have a conversation with me here in Sydney, Australia. You go call somebody in London. You go call somebody in New York. And you're going to hear the same message. And that's a lot of that's to do with Trailhead. It's how we scale that across the company. It's how we value our employees and show what we stand for as a company. And that's why I spend a lot of time talking to companies about introducing Trailhead into their businesses as a way to scale and that learning and to introduce that culture of learning, which is so important in these times that everyone is skilling up and learning as much as they can. And it's a really fun way to do it. It's this fun way you can do it, like have a little bit of a Trailhead challenge and incent people to, hey, who can earn the most badges over a 6-week period? It's pretty fun. And it's a great reusable thing that you can do over and over again. If you have to onboard new employees, you can leverage Trailhead. You can use the great Trail Tracker to, you know, track that learning that you're doing in your own company. So it's all set up for you there. I've made another trail mix. I'm talking a lot about all the trail mixes that I've made, but there's another one called Trailhead in a Box. And that's all about how you bring it into your company and all the best practices learning that I've found. And another quick story. I worked with a customer that was doing one of these Trailhead challenges. And you talk about, why would someone want to learn on Trailhead, or what's the value back to the business? And this lady had been learning on Trailhead and they were working with a partner, and a partner was saying, hey, you can do this thing that you want to do, but it's going to need to be hard coded and it's going to be quite expensive. And so I just don't know if that's something you want to do. And she put her hand up and she's like, I was learning on Trailhead this morning and I learned this thing. I think we could do it declaratively like this. And they went, oh, yeah, I guess that would work. Yep, yeah, we could do it that way. So I'm like, wow. I mean, how cool is that for the business that they've skilled someone up on Trailhead? And you hear this a lot with businesses that they're like, oh, gosh, what happens if we skill them up and they leave us? And it's like, well, what happens if you don't? And they stay. So I love that story because it really shows the power of skilling up your employee base and instilling that culture of learning and how that makes your employees want to stay and be loyal and give back to the business. So Yeah, Salesforce has changed significantly. I think there was two clouds when I first started, sales and service. Very different today, but in so many ways, still very much the same. So great company. Yeah. I feel very lucky to work for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you've touched upon a bunch of things that I would want to kind of probably to follow up, but I think, like you said, in terms of being scared to train people and, you know, or the fact that people are leaving, and you are 100% sure, you're 100% right in terms of, in case your staff is basically skilling up and leaving, that's probably something that you should revisit your own culture and appreciation and all that. So that's something that I have heard the consultant mention as well. And also in terms of the universal language of Salesforce, this is something that I've encountered whenever basically engaging with other community members from different countries and different continents. The idea is that there is this universal Salesforce language, and I'm not probably talking about how to explain a certain things, because Trailhead has really, really, really helped with that. Because now, if everyone does the same quote-unquote trails, whenever a new feature is explained, there's no major inconsistencies across the community in terms of what a particular flow is or what a process builder is, because the majority of members have learned from the same way. So it's that particular idea.
But how awesome is it? I hear this a lot as well, that we've got community groups here, Sydney, Melbourne, New Zealand, Wellington, Queensland, like all over the world. And I hear like community leaders that go traveling across the world. So go from New Zealand to London. And while they're there, they'll go attend a community group meeting talking about this universal language, but they walk into the room, they are meeting like-minded people, and even though they've, you know, flown halfway around the world to be there, they're having a conversation on that same language, right? They know that these people understand Salesforce, they know they understand the community, and it's pretty awesome that you can go anywhere in the world and meet these like-minded people that speak your language, as you
say. Speak your language, yes. And the other thing, I mean, quite common right now is I've had other people on the podcast that basically address anyone in the community as colleagues. So the whole, there's no challenges, there's no competition among ourselves, right, in a way. And it's literally hundreds of thousands and probably millions of, if you think about the number of people that work in Salesforce, partners, end users, application developers and all of that, there's so many of us, but it seems that everyone is happy and we understand each other, even if we are from different parts of the world or working in different companies or working on different uses. So
that's what they say, right, about a trailblazer is someone that's blazing a path for themselves, but they're also turning back to help those following behind. And it's just, I've never seen a community like this, that people are just so generous with their time and with their knowledge, and honestly just want to see everybody succeed and do their best. And it's a delight to see on a daily basis. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Megan, what I was going to say is thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your insights on this. And I think there's no one out there that is not 100% appreciating what Trailhead is and what the team does and all that.
If there's not, then I want to speak to them.
I'll do a filter. So in case anyone is not happy, they can request that to me and I'll make the request to you to handle that. Try to make the value proposition. The last thing I was going to say, in case there's anything else that you want to mention, I don't know, nice features on Trailhead, or in case you want to point newcomers or experienced people to certain things, what would those be? And also, are you on socials? Where could people like hear everything about Trailhead?
Oh yeah, well definitely, if you want to follow Trailhead, it's on all your social channels. If you want to connect with me, I'm on Twitter all the time at Megan P Tweets. And like I said, check out those trail guides on Trailhead. Literally everything you need is on Trailhead. If you are stuck on Trailhead, there's Trailhead help. So if you're having a lot of trouble with anything, you can go on there, check out the knowledge articles, or even look a case with Trailhead support if you're having any problems. Of course, check out the Trailblazer community, millions of people around the world waiting to connect with you and help you with questions. Sign up for your local Trailblazer community group and go connect with like-minded people nearby with you. It's been wonderful to see. Right now, we're not meeting in large groups in person, but the groups have continued to be virtual, which is just wonderful. And yeah, have fun with Trailhead.
Thank you for listening to the SFDC Consultant podcast. Be sure to visit sfdcconsultant.com to access the show notes and discover additional content. If you enjoy the podcast, it would be amazing if you could subscribe, give us a review, and share it with your peers. Until next time, take care.